I told my wife that I'm used to preaching 60 minutes. I told her if I go over 10 minutes, she'd look at me now. She'll tell me, don't do it, brother. But you know, I was thinking about this life that we were living in, and you know, it's a rough world we live in. Just the other day, I watched the video of that lady pushing that guy out of the train. Just pure hatred. That's just the world that we live in, and it's just something that we have to prepare ourselves for. We're all, if you have been baptized, you're a member of the body of Jesus Christ. With that being said, you're a soldier for the Lord's army. And, you know, we have to battle. We're going to have to battle in this life. If you would turn your Bible to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, and we'll look at verses 10 through 18. And it reads, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, he says it once again, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Christians, we have to be ready. And as being a member of the body of Jesus Christ, we have the power. We have the word of God. I'm reminded of Hebrews chapter 4, and it says in verse 12, for the word of God is living. What does that tell us? It was there in the beginning. It's there now. It'll be there 250 years down the road. The word of God will never go anywhere. It's powerful. It's strong. If you've been hit by this word, you know how it feels. Even to the division of soul and spirit. For the word of God is living, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit. So we have the word of God in our hip pocket. This evening, I want you guys to imagine a soldier that's getting ready to go to battle. And let's just say that he's on the ship and he's ready to go to battle. And he gets off the ship and he forgot his sword. He forgot his gun. How confident do you think that soldier would be in battling? That's a good lesson for us. Are we really prepared? Are we mentally prepared? Are we confident? We should be. We should be confident. And I have in my notes, when this thought came to my head, it hit me, it struck me a little bit. So I had to write it down. So hold on to your seatbelts. So I said, are we confident? If not, then why? Maybe it's because we are not wearing the whole armor, meaning we are not preparing ourselves like we should. When I read that, that hit me, because I had to look at self. So what do we do when we're not battling? You know, I look at it like this. Sunday, we come to worship service. We're around people that's loving, caring, godliness. We're around those type of people. Monday, we're back to work. What are we surrounded by? Hatred. The worldly things. Tuesday, back at it, the worldly things. Wednesday, where do we go? Evening service. What are we around again? Loving people. Loving people. Thursday, back at it. Friday, back at it. Saturday, back at it. Sunday, hallelujah, we all running to the church house. Let's go. And why are we doing that? Because we're around loving people. We're around people that's battling the same battle. Out in the world, they don't care. But as Christians, we care. So as I get ready to close, told y'all it's going to be quick. What are we battling this evening? What are we battling tonight? What's on your hearts? You might be here thinking that you have no hope. Whatever you're battling can't be defeated. I'm here to tell you that you can defeat it. Number one, prepare yourself. Number two, put on the whole armor of God. And number three, you got to fight. As a young kid would say at the Y, you got to square up to sin. We got to square up to it. Square up. As young folks would say, square up. Y'all know what I'm talking about, young folks. We got to square up to sin. And being members of the body of Jesus Christ, we got to fight. We have to fight. So if you're not a member of the Lord's church, the Lord's army, why not? Why not? You know, people at the Y, when I do go to work and they see me, man, you're so happy. Why? It's because the Lord has blessed us to see a new day. It's blessed us to see a new day. You know, I thought about it. Somebody around this world didn't get a chance to see their kids tonight. Somebody's not at the dinner table with their kids. Young folks, sometimes they're not able to see mom and daddy today. Why? Because they're gone. So, of course, I'm going to be happy when I can see a new day, because it's not guaranteed to us. So we have to make for sure that every single day that we're ready to go home with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As Paul would tell Timothy, he said he's fought the good fight. He's kept the faith. Can we say that when we go to bed at nighttime? Something for us to think about. So if you're not a member of the Lord's church, you come by hearing his word, believing it, repenting of your sins, not repeating, confessing his name and being baptized for the remission of your sins. And if you are a member of the body of Jesus Christ, and maybe Satan threw darts at you and he got you down, be down no more. Repent of your sins. There's Christians here that love you, want to see you succeed. Let us help you with that. So if you have any, if you want to repent of a sin or become a member of the Lord's church, please do that. As together we stand and sing the invitation song.